This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The NFL honors last night. Kudos to Josh Allen for winning the NFL MVP. Patrick Surtain won the Defensive Player of the Year award. Miles finished third. There's a part of me that I just don't love corners being the Defensive Player of the Year.
Why not?
I just think it doesn't feel right.
I'm with you in that.
Pass rushers are just infinitely more impressive. And this year, they're like four pass rushers, you could say, had a legitimate claim. Everyone's talking about the Josh Allen thing like it's some sort of, it's like the Steve Nash, you've been really good for a really long time award. I kind of think
that's how I looked at it, yeah.
I kind of think that's the Patrick Surtain winning the DPOY. Well, I've already given one to Micah. I've already given two to TJ, one to Miles. There are flaws in each one of their cases. Let's give it to Surtain. And I hate that because I love Patrick Surtain Jr. I do, but is that a hot take?
There was no justifying it for in my mind for Hendrickson or even for TJ Watt. And okay. So like I'm sure you looked at some of the advanced numbers when it came to TJ Watt and some of where his sacks actually showed up and everything like that. Like that's not a DPOY. That's not that season, you know? And so I'm perfectly fine with it going to a cornerback.
I think it's split.
Sertan's good.
I think it's split because analytics and traditional stats are starting to diverge when it comes to what's most impressive for a pass rusher. And I don't foresee this exact scenario happening again in the recent history. Like, I think this is a product of this year and that statistical divide that's happening.
Well, so last year, I mean, that was a PFF award that Myles Garrett seemingly won, right? Like, he beat out all the other people that had more sacks than he did, and the advanced numbers really kind of went to bat for him, right? I think the hard part for Myles was obviously being on the Browns. I think that really did hurt him. And I don't know, did it hurt Hendrickson the same way?
Probably. I mean, if it hurt Joe was fantastic. So we'll get more into the Allen versus Lamar thing because it's not, I don't mind having a disagreement. I don't mind having a conversation. I mind what that conversation became overnight. But there was also the other biggest story of the NFL honors beyond Bill Belichick's, soulmate. I mean, that's just, they have to be. He's 73.
I
can't
believe
the inverse of that.
She swerved into everything that we didn't want her to swerve into, though.
Yeah. No.
Like you could have fit the narrative pretty easily. Like, oh yeah, we meet on this emotional level, and we're this, and we're that.
Then want it to be true love. That's wild to me.
I don't know why I do, but in my mind, I'm like, no, they met on this intellectual level, and this is great. And then she just dressed like a thought, and it's like, oh, okay,
yeah,
all right.
It's almost like the simplest answer there was in fact the correct answer.
Occam's razor. It's 100% right. But, and then he gave her the Super Bowl ring to wear too, which also just made a lot of people mad for some unknown reason.
Well, she earned it.
I know. It's like
she's sleeping with a 73-year-old guy. She earned it, okay?
The whole thing is just, it made it as creepy as you wanted to make.
I kind of hope he knocks her up. There's part of me that just thinks that would be. De Niro's got a kid. He's 80.
And it's not right.
Pacino's.
It's not right. It's not right.
Why not?
You shouldn't have a kid past a certain age.
Okay. Ages.
That kid is growing up in an environment where his dad's got how many years left?
I mean, in fairness, I didn't get a whole life with my dad. My dad passed at 27. Your dad passed, what, you're 23?
Yeah, 22. Yeah.
All right. They were playing the long game. Look where it got them.
That was a roll of the dice that didn't work in our favor was all that was, though. That wasn't because our... And my dad was old for having a child, too, by the way.
Yeah, but my dad left me a lot of great memories, but no money. This kid's going to get the keys to the Patriots dynasty.
This kid better really start to love the stepdad that he ends up having.
Yeah.
Is what's going to really have to happen.
I'm just going to go say the stepdad's going to be pretty well off, too. She's not going to go from Belichick to Donnie on the Shore.
There should
okay?
be a decent understanding in society that if you're past I don't know what the cutoff is, 55?
Okay,
somewhere around
talking.
There.
Keep talking.
I feel so strong and so good about this one, I'll keep talking all day long.
If you wanted to put it at 70, I might see your point. 55, I mean, it's the new 35. People are saying that.
Well, I told you I told you got to knock off 10 years now. 55 is the new 45, 45 is the new 35, 35 is the new 25.
It's the new 63. It's all good.
Still way too old to be having kids.
And now 24 is the new 34.
Way
Everybody's been saying that. It goes the opposite way.
Way too old to be having kids out here. Stop it, De Niro.
No, I think it'd be the funniest thing in the world. I do.
No, you just like chaos. You just like the ha-has. That's all that's happening
here.
Yeah,
I also do enjoy that.
You love the 24 hours of jokes we'd all have at Belichick's expense while he doesn't realize what an absolute insane thing he's doing.
No, it's a win-win situation. He knocks up a 24-year-old, and let's just say traps her. She's not going anywhere after that. And so he gets the dream. We get another Belichickian out there, right? 50 years from now, he'll be hoisting the Lombardi. And we get to make our jokes. Everybody wins. No, yeah, there's no casualty in there.
Well, Steve plays as the real dad because he's the only Belichick young enough to actually take care of the kid.
There's Steve and Brian. There's multiple Belichickian heirs.
Let me put the dark hat on for a second. Is there a chance that he swerved into this?
Show your work.
So Belichick knew that Snoop Dogg was going to make a joke at his expense. I don't think Snoop Dogg just blindsided Belichick with a joke.
And Bill Belichick thought that far ahead
about
this?
I think you clear a joke with Bill Belichick when you're going after Bill Belichick at the NFL honors.
Okay.
I think you do. No. Fine. That's fine. Whatever. He had to assume. He assumed a joke was coming. You think a joke's not going to be coming?
That's a little bit, yeah.
And so instead of being like, oh, we're just gonna make this, put her in a homely outfit and something that is just, she just walks down the red carpet and doesn't have any eyes turn or any attention, we do the exact opposite and we swerve into exactly what this is. And so when the jokes happen, they won't hit as hard because it won't be as shocking because clearly we all saw the red carpet.
I don't think Bill Belichick thinks
PR
that far ahead.
PR management 101 right there. He's got people to think ahead of him
I don't think Belichick thinks like that, and I don't think Snoop thinks like that. I don't think those weren't even Snoop's jokes. Couldn't he have hired a funny writer?
They probably hired someone like Nikki Glaser to go ahead and do a lot of the actual joke writing. That's why she was there.
I'm going to need you to mind your P's and Q's. Nikki Glaser had the funniest Ben Affleck joke I've ever heard.
It's not a bad thing. She just gets hired to do all these different shows.
But the jokes last night were so awful. I mean, just dumb. Just ridiculous. None of them were funny. They were all surface-level jokes. If you're going to be Snoop Dogg,
usually what that
there are
is.
Two things you pay for and pay for premium on if you're Snoop. One is the good. We all know the good stuff. Two is a good joke writer if you're going to do this. Come on now. I don't even know how the hell we got down this rabbit hole.
Not sure either.
We're going to ask what we should make of Myles Garrett's photo with Jared Goff and Aiden Hutchinson in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.